Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting. And on our television the other night, a new app just appeared out of nowhere. I'm like, wow, what is that? And I wanted to let you know in case it just pops up on your TV as well. It's called Freevee. Now, you probably forgot all about the Internet Movie Database that's been around for so many years. It's actually owned by Amazon right now, and they rebranded it, so it's not IMDb anymore. It's called Freevee, so that this way you can watch shows and movies. But, of course, it's free. What's the catch? There are commercials. You're super smart. It has about the same number of commercials as on a standard network television show. But if you think about it, Amazon now has all the streaming services covered because Amazon Prime has no commercials, and their new Freevee does have commercials. Now, with Freevee, you definitely see all the ratings on the various shows and movies. But I want you to be super careful of any movies that are rated 3.14. Yes, I want you to avoid any movies rated 3.14. The reason why is they might be pirated. Yeah, sometimes I just crack myself up. And on that happy note, welcome to the Kim Komando Show. I am, of course, America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. It's the largest, most trusted show about all things digital. And you got to buckle up, tech lovers, because everything under the sun is now a tech thing, even that trusty toothbrush all the way to your car. So whether you're a new listener or you're an old pro, get ready to level up your tech smarts with us and welcome to the party. You can find my award-winning show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us as a podcast, a webcast inside the Komando community that you can sign up over on the website at komando.com, of course. And a special shout out goes to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force in 175 different countries. Thanks for listening, guys and gals. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And as always, you can drop me your questions over on the website. I read every single note that you send me at komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, every single day, I go to over 30 different websites to make sure that I'm up to date on everything that's happening in the tech world so I can make sure that you guys and gals are up to date on everything in the tech world. And this is part of the show where I like to talk about consumer tech. Now, picking out your new phone is a personal event, isn't it? I mean, it's a direct reflection of who you are. Are you Android or Apple? Or maybe you even want some type of Linux-based phone. Now, according to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, I thought this was pretty interesting that even the colors you choose for your new phone says a lot about your personality. Now, for example, I have a gold iPhone. That means I'm stable, of course. What about if you get a brand new yellow iPhone? That means you're bubbly and you're happy and you have a big, bright smile. Lavender, they say that you appreciate life's complexities. Or maybe you're just a huge fan of Taylor Swift's song, Lavender Haze, okay? Now, what about if you have a red iPhone? That means that you're confident, you're bold, you're fiery. Now, what if you are intelligent or community-focused? What do you think that color is? Green, that means you have a green iPhone. Now, if you have a lighter shade of green, that means you're more empathetic. Now, if you have a black iPhone, that means you're just classy. Think like the little black dress of iPhone colors. Now, I wish orange was a common color for Android phones. Yes, orange for Android phones, because that would make it so much easier for me to compare them to apples. I know you laughed. All right, number two, pump up the volume. I can't tell you how many times I had to go back and forth until I just put on the closed captions for the show Tulsa. I don't know about you, but I have really trouble understanding Sylvester Stallone when he's talking. It's nuts. Now, here's the deal. A lot of these shows have been made for big theaters that have these massive Dolby audio systems, not just little soundbars. Now, if you have a Prime account, this is something that you need to know about. They have a new feature called Dialogue Boost, and it will change the way that you watch Prime shows on your TV. No more skipping back and forth to hear what somebody's saying or just throwing on those closed captions. Now, with Dialogue Boost, you can increase the volume of the dialogue as compared to what's going on in the background and all the noise and the gunfire and stuff like that. It's all done by, you ready? Artificial intelligence, of course. Now, this is all great and good, but what's the downside? Yeah, I always want to give you the downside too. It's only available for Amazon Prime shows and movies like Jack Ryan and The Big Sick. They still haven't fixed Sylvester Stallone's voice. It's still a little rocky. Number three in our list. Oh, honey, have you noticed how much little Johnny is just loving reading on the Kindle? Maybe little Johnny's not reading. Parents of the world, listen up. If your kid has developed a sudden interest in reading on a Kindle, they may not be reading Little Bo Peep. They might be reading the X-rated of Little Bo Peep. X, that's right. As it turns out, there's erotic fan fiction and porn on the Kindle. Some of the titles available, Amateur Naked Girls. I wonder what that's about. Two families told Reuters this week that their preteen sons downloaded smut through Amazon's Kindle Unlimited ebook subscription. Talk about being on fire. Next on our list, number four, something more dangerous than the public USB ports. We've told you about USB juice jacking for, I think, years on the Kim Komando Show, and the FBI just came out last week and said, we have to tell you about something called juice jacking. I was like, yeah, where you been? Well, a friendly reminder about fake public Wi-Fi networks. Here's how these networks get you. You just go into a free Wi-Fi cafe, restaurant, hotel, whatever it may be, and you get a prompt to join the network. And you're like, oh, sweet, I can get on the Wi-Fi, and that's going to be so much better for me. But unbeknownst to you, that's not the official Wi-Fi network of wherever you're located. It's a fake Wi-Fi network. And the hackers or the scammers, we're going to call them the thieves that set up the fake network, they are able to get every single thing that you type in to your computer once you're on the fake network. So think username, passwords, whatever you have it. So bottom line here is always make sure that you're signing onto the correct Wi-Fi network. And take a look at the signal strength. A really strong signal is a good indicator that network is legit. And of course, if you're ever on public Wi-Fi, you always want to use a VPN. And last, this coming in at number five, the one celebrity that didn't fall for it and shook it off. That's right. Talking about the big FTX scandal. And that celebrity is, are you ready? Taylor Swift. Remember when all kinds of celebrities were out there hawking crypto everywhere? I'm talking about Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary. Shame on you. Shaquille O'Neal. Shame on you. Stephen Curry. Tom Brady. His ex-wife Giselle. Larry David. They all made big money just schlepping crypto, the FTX. Well, there was that big collapse in November. All kinds of lawyers got involved. There are all these class action lawsuits and other lawsuits. But let's talk about the celebrities' financial advice. Now they are finally being held accountable. Isn't this fabulous? I mean, something that I've had to live with for all the years I've been doing the Kim Komando Show. A sponsor comes in, I have to make sure I check them all out. I talk to the CEO, I do my due diligence, I may buy the product myself 9 times out of 10 to make sure that it is. And if it's not a product that I can't buy physically, I'll make sure that I try the service. Well, these celebrities, they didn't care. They just took the money and they thought that they could run, but they couldn't. Now, Taylor Swift, and all you Swifties should be proud, they wanted to offer Taylor Swift $100 million. $100 million. That's a lot of bank for her to endorse and get behind FTX. Now, according to the lawyers behind the lawsuit, she was the only one who said, are these unregistered securities? Is this what's going on? Turns out that Taylor's father is an investment banker, so he obviously passed along some good trades to her. The crypto was classified as a security by the SEC, which meant it had to be registered, and it wasn't. And by promoting FTX, celebs were pushing unregistered securities, and now they're paying fines. It's not very much, really. It's $50,000, $1 million. These people are just absolute nothing. But here's a pro tip. If a girl in a hot bikini ever DMs you about crypto, you know what you need to do? Just ignore her. All right, coming up, I have an insider secret on how you can save big money on all these subscriptions, because gosh, doesn't it feel like every time you turn around, somebody's saying like, this is $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, nutso. We have our trivia. Also in our money tip, we have the best place to find movies, books, and audiobooks. And also we're gonna tell you how you can set up your smartphone to save your life. And of course, we have more of your phone calls that you don't wanna miss, and me, Kim Komando. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Always love to hear from you. And just a quick reminder that you can always drop me your questions on the website. That's komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. I read every single note that you guys and gals send me. And speaking of the website, we have totally revamped our newsletters. And I just want to say thank you for all your kind words. It's been a labor of love. It's taking us a lot of time to do every single issue, and I'm hoping that we can streamline that soon. But here nor there, if you haven't checked out our new newsletters, Komando 2.0 newsletters, maybe you got our newsletters in the past and you just hated them. There were so many of them. Well, all those days are gone. It's over. Head over to komando.com/subscribe. That's komando.com/subscribe. And we're not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody. And you can unsubscribe at any time, but I don't think you're going to want to do that. That's komando.com/subscribe. RJ in Miami, glad to have you with us.
I just want to first say that I love your testimony when you went from HP and breaking into the radio business. That's so awesome. It reminds me of my mom when she raised four of us, how tough you were to get where you're at. So I want to compliment you on that.
Thank you, RJ. That's sweet. Thank you.
And the other thing right now is I'm from the military, so we use a phrase, adapt and overcome. My Toshiba is about to crash, and I have a first-generation Komando tablet with the wireless Bluetooth keyboard. So what I want to do is I want to see if I could bring that into 2023, because, like, if I go to a service, I want to use it to research the Bible or take notes. And also, unfortunately, I got to use it for video conferences. Because as a military person, I've just been diagnosed with cancer. So I have to use it to what?
It's okay. Tell me, you need to use it for what?
You know, talk to the doctors.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So what I want to do
understand.
Is try to put a workstation together, like I said. In the military, we got our tools to make things work. So that's where I'm at now. So I just wanted to know your opinion on that. Can I still use it now? Because, I mean, I love it. I mean, it looks very nice the way you designed it and everything. And I just want to put it to work because it's been on the shelf. And now
yeah,
I have to
here's the problem, RJ, is that was probably in 2014. And I know
that's
it's
right.
Hard to believe. But that was 9 years ago, you know?
Yes.
Gosh, I mean, time flies so fast, doesn't it? Just
yes.
Like a nanosecond. It's no longer supported by Android or, you know, it's grossly out of date. I mean, even if you could flash it and do that, it's the hardware's still almost 10 years old.
Right.
And you know, if you think you have shoes that are 10 years old, now try to think of 10-year-old technology. Wow, look at how different it is today versus last year or 2 years ago, what we have in front of us. So, you know, so what you need is you need a decent Chromebook, okay? You know, or a decent laptop. Now, Chromebook will only allow you to get on the web or use the Chromebook when you're attached to the internet or using Wi-Fi. Do you think everywhere you go, you're going to have Wi-Fi?
I think so nowadays because of the way the technology is. Every place you go, they say, hey, do you want to link into my Wi-Fi? But that's also scary nowadays too, you know, for security purposes.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, as long as you're using VPNs and you have some security and you're not, you know, doing dumb stuff like using an open Wi-Fi network and doing your banking or anything like that, I think it's pretty safe. Let me ask you a question. What kind of cancer have you been diagnosed with?
It's lymphoma. So right now, for the past few months, I've been going through the chemo, you know, the whole, it's a good thing I'm from the military because it's like a overwhelming. So I had to take a deep breath and get educated in everything, what a chemo chair is, what a chemo cycle is, day one, day two. And then I asked the nurse to write down all the stuff that, that they're putting inside me and, you know, all the side effects.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. My mom had pancreatic cancer. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. Now, the good news is that I've read recently that it looks like we're getting closer to a cancer vaccine, which I'm super excited about. But what I'd like to do, RJ, is I'm gonna send you a laptop, okay, for free. And so so this way you can, you know, you can video conference and you can keep notes and put on some maybe a medical app so that this way you can track all your records and have access to the Epic system and do things like that. So what do you think?
God bless you, because you're going to make me.
Okay, RJ. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm here for you, bud. I'm here for you, okay? I'm here to help you, okay? I'm just not some person on the radio. I want to help you out, so I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're gonna figure out the best laptop to send you, RJ, and if you need any help getting it set up, just know that I'm always, always here for you, okay? And thank you for your service in the military. We appreciate that, too. Now, they say the average person pays around $219 a month on subscriptions, but here's a secret. If you have a library card, you should be using a service like Libby, because there you can borrow new, old ebooks and audiobooks from your local library. Now, if you don't have a library card, don't freak out. Don't worry about it. Just download the Libby app, and then it's going to say, hey, do you have a library card? And you're like, no, I don't. They will actually help you go get your free library card so that you can get these ebooks and audiobooks and movies and a whole bunch more. We've got links to Libby over on the website at commando.com. Hey, stay right where you are. Our trivia question of the week is coming up that you don't want to miss. Get your brain cells ready for an epic challenge with Commanding the Tech World Trivia. Now, let me tell you, this is not your granny's bingo night. We're bringing the heat up with this brain-busting questions that we're going to put your noggin to the complete test. And then to add to the excitement, we have a special guest contestant ready to take on the challenge because she wants the grand prize, and it's a big one. It's a official Kim Commando Show fanny pack. Yes, it's priceless. And then also you get a free bag of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend dog food, a value of $59.95. And joining us this week is Sandra from Phoenix, Arizona. Hello there, Sandra.
Hello.
So what do you do in Phoenix?
Well, I write books.
And what kind of books?
Mostly contemporary romance.
Ooh.
I've just released book number 6 called Danger in the Desert.
Ooh. I bet you there's love in that desert, is there?
Yes.
Great. All right. Have you ever taken an Uber?
Yes.
Of course you have. Okay, the idea for Uber, and this is our trivia question, came from a very frustrating experience that the co-founder, Travis Kladnick, had trying to find a taxi in Paris back in 2008. He and his friend Garrett, they came up with the idea for a mobile app that would allow you to hail and pay for rides. And then they launched Uber Cab, they later shortened to Uber, in San Francisco in 2010. Okay, so here's our question. How many Uber rides, Sandra, in total worldwide did they do last year? I want you to think about every single country, every single driver. How many rides did they do in total worldwide last year? Don't worry, you don't have to know the math. I'm going to give you 4 options, okay?
Okay.
Is it? I know you're like, I don't know what that would be. Okay, so here's our 4 options, okay? Is it 3.79 billion, 4.98 billion, 6.36 billion, or 7.64 billion? Let me give you those again. And we're going to lose the points, okay? So is it 3 billion, okay. 4 billion, 6 billion or 7 billion annual trips last year that were driven by Uber. What do you think that number is?
I'm guessing it's 7 billion.
Okay. So, final answer, Sandra?
Yeah, 7.
Okay, final answer, 7.64 billion, going for the big prize, the Kim Komando Show fanny pack and the Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Let's go to the judges. What do you think? Sandra, you won. That's right. 7.64 billion.
Yay.
Imagine that. You know, you go from zero rides to almost 8 billion in 12 years. That's just kind of, that's crazy. I mean, that's really something.
Amazing.
They generated about $32 billion in revenue last year. You know, I got to tell you this, Sandra. I saw a guy ordering an Uber as he left the gym the other day. So I asked him, do you even lift? Get it? All right. Sorry about that. All right. So what's going on with you?
Well, I receive in my junk mail something that says it's from the Microsoft account team that someone has logged in to my account from Russia. But I think it might be a scam, but I'm not sure how to tell if it's a scam.
Well, I bet you 99% of it's a scam. But there are ways to check, and it's super easy to do, is that you go to your Microsoft account security page, which is going to be, we'll send you this, you don't have to write it down, but you're going to go to account.microsoft.com/security, and then there's a tab that says recent activity, and that's where you see a list of recent sign-ins to your account. Now, if you don't see anything in Russia, after you click review activity for more details, then you're probably safe assured that it is, in fact, you know, some type of scam. Now, the fact that it made it into your junk email is also a red flag. And then, of course, you're going to look at the return address and the address that it says from. If you actually look at the details for the from address, that's where you can see things like it may have a Gmail account, may have a Hotmail or even AOL or a ProtonMail or a HushMail or whatever it may be. It's not going to say at Microsoft.com. And it may also say at Microsoft.com with some other letters on the other end. And also in Microsoft, maybe the O is not the letter O. Maybe it's a zero. So you kind of have to look at this very, very closely. And then, of course, you look at the links on the bottom. And it used to be that you'd see an email and say, oh, you know what? Let me see. This is probably a scam because, well, it has a lot of typos and the logos don't match and there's no terms and conditions. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. You really have to do your homework, but, you know, be really smart like you are, Sandra. And, you know, you just don't get this email and start clicking because then the next thing that you do, they're going to say, hey, you need to sign into your Microsoft account. And it looks like your Microsoft login page, but it's not. And then you just gave away your credentials, which is a bad, bad thing because then they can get on your account and then they can do who knows what. So the bottom line here is that anytime you get any type of notification or email from any account, major company, if it looks like a scam, feels like a scam, it probably is. But you can always review login details over at your login page. In this case, it's going to be at account.microsoft.com/security. Sandra, thank you so much for your call today. All right. I thought this money tip would be really great for all of us who are trying to save money lately because it's the best places to find movies, books, audiobooks, and music without spending a dime. So, like, for example, you can get free movies. What you don't want to do is ever Google search free movies, by the way, or shows. You're going to end up with junk. There are so many sites out there. There's Crackle. There's Freevee. There's Canopy. There's Pluto TV. There's Tubi TV. There's Peacock. Roku. YouTube TV, they just open up thousands of TV episodes to watch for free, by the way. Free books, of course, you're going to use that Libby app, but there's also the Kindle Store and Project Gutenberg. For free audiobooks, we're going to go to Learn Out Loud, LibriVox, and again, that Project Gutenberg. Free music, you can get free music at YouTube Music, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora, and also Amazon Prime Music. And I know I just blew through everything so quickly. You're like, trying to write that down. You don't have to write anything down, silly. We want to make things simple for everyone. Just head over to komando.com, and then when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. And that tip about the best places to find all that stuff without spending any money is right there at the top of that list. All right, still to come, we're going to talk about a really important thing for your smartphone that you need to do now. Not later, do it now. How you can set your smartphone up to save your life. Here on Kim Komando Today. Hey, listen, if you're not getting our podcast, make sure that you search for Komando with a K wherever you go online, your favorite podcast player. And this way you can get the podcast Monday through Friday, Kim Komando Today. And then also every single day we have our Daily Tech Update, which is just fabulous. It's one quick news story and one quick life hack. And again, just search for Komando with a K, of course. Paul in Indianapolis.
Hi, Kim. Thanks so much for having me. I just love your show. Every day, WIBC in Indianapolis, or every week, I never miss it. It's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. How can I help you out?
All right, so for a couple of years, my nephew's 13. I've been taking pictures of a big Canon camera of his football games, and I run up and down the sidelines. And then I go home, and sometimes on a laptop or sometimes on a Chromebook, I upload the pictures. I edit them on Lightroom. And then what I used to do was upload them. Shutterfly had a sister site. I think it was called Shutterfly Teams, but I don't remember, where I would upload the pictures to, sometimes a couple hundred, and I could organize them by game or by camp or by week. And then the parents all had sent me their emails, and I invited them to the site, and they could download pictures, or sometimes they had calendars, and they had all sorts of cups and books and things that they could make of their son using the football pictures that I took. And Shutterfly has discontinued that sister site. So I'm wondering, number one, is there an app or even a another website where I could put the pictures on and the parents can download them? And number two, if there is a site where they could buy some of the souvenirs, that'd be really neat.
That's pretty awesome that you do that. What made you start doing this?
I love my nephew, and I love sports, and he's just a cool little kid. He's a 10-time state champion wrestler. He was the player of the year, and his football team was the lineman. He's won national wrestling titles. He owned the record for his age and weight in powerlifting. We've got golds at Olympic lifting, and he's just a cool little dude.
That is awesome. You know, what a great uncle you are. That's great. Okay, so yeah, Shutterfly, you know, they were moving, you know, moving businesses and things like that. There is a different website. It's called Smug Mug. And Smug Mug offers a lot of the same things that you were talking about, a variety of products. You know, you can get your mugs, of course, you can get photo books, you can get cards, stationery, Christmas cards, holiday cards, phone cases, keychains, magnets, frames. And then, of course, you can also let the parents download some digital copies of the prints as well. But it does cost. It costs $13 a month, but you get unlimited storage, and then they have a lot of privacy controls, and it does work with Lightroom seamlessly. So I think you're really going to love that. So check out Smug Mug. Another site, in case you want to check it out, it's called Zenfolio. I know. I don't know where these names come from, Paul, but that's just the way it is. Again, it's called Zenfolio, and they do pretty much the same thing. I guess apparently, like, you know, they weren't making a lot of money off of this. And if you really wanted to go full board and not necessarily worry about sharing the photos, you can always make them available on, like, for example, Cafe Press, which is also pretty interesting. And Amazon also allows you to sell some of these goods if you wanted to as well by just uploading a photo. Like, let's say you wanted to make just like the team logo or the team mascot or something available on any team shirt, or just maybe the whole team available as a book. You could actually sell that on Amazon too, which a lot of people don't realize. But I think what you're looking for is really Smug Mug. And then again, Zenfolio would be the option at that point. But what a great thing that you're doing. And I'm telling you, what a wonderful uncle you are. I mean, gosh, this kid's never going to forget you forever. And thanks for your call today, Paul. Let's see. I can squeeze in another caller. I know I can. Monica in Phoenix.
Well, I have some concert tickets that I've been trying to resell, and I posted them on Craigslist, and immediately I got two text messages from two people just rapidly asking questions and asking me to do a code, you know, back to them to identify that it's safe. But one of them asked me to do a screenshot of the QR code to verify it's a valid ticket.
And
I was very suspicious about it, and they, especially, I was like, this is like timeshare vultures, you know, coming after you, and so I didn't trust it. I don't like being overwhelmed. That's what it was. So anyway, I wanted to know what you had to say about it.
I mean, you know, you could send them a screenshot, but you can block out the QR code and the ticket number. Then the buyer could verify the tickets are legit without having access. But you're right. Once you give them the QR code, they have all they have to do is just put it in their phone and then beat you to or whoever you sell the tickets to. And then, yes, they're sitting there jamming out like it's 1999, right?
Oh, okay. All right.
So if you are looking for to sell some tickets and you don't want, as you said, a lot of the headaches, the stress, there's two sites. One's called StubHub and the other one's called SeatGeek.
Yeah.
And they have buyer and seller protection to help make sure that the transactions are secure, they're legit. StubHub is going to charge you a 15% fee for each ticket. And then SeatGeek is 10 to 20% of the ticket price. You know, another thing that you could do is that if you are going to sell these on social or on Craigslist or OfferUp or wherever you're going to sell these things, is that you want to ask the buyer to meet you in person.
Okay.
And now what's happening is that you can meet at police station and make sure that you bring somebody else with you just in case.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
This way you exchange the tickets for the money. You could also use PayPal. It offers buyer and seller protection. But if these are tickets and you're in Phoenix, they're in Phoenix, I would prefer if you did it in a pub where you actually met the person, say at a police station, make sure that you bring a friend. So this way they can give you the cash and you take the cash and then you give them the tickets. Then you don't have to worry about getting scammed and then losing out on that sale and then also getting taken. There are just so many scammers in the world. Crazy. Monica, thank you so much. All right. What concert ticket costs 45 cents? What concert ticket costs 45 cents? Anybody? Anybody? 50 Cent featuring Nickelback. Yeah, I know. I heard you laugh. There's so many things we can do with our phone, but probably the most important thing is what I'm going to be talking about right now, because if you set this up the right way, it may save your life, because emergencies happen when you least expect them, right? So imagine this, you're rendered unconscious. The only thing that you have is your phone. Well, if you have the medical ID set up on your Android or iPhone, someone on the scene can get your important medical details over to first responders so you can get the care that you need, even if your iPhone is locked. So to enable your Android Emergence ID, go to Settings and then select Emergency Information and just put in all your data. On your iPhone, open the Health app with the red heart and then tap the Medical ID in the right corner. Hit Edit and just plop in all of your important information. Any allergies, emergency contacts, medical issues, prescriptions that you're on, put it all in, save it, and then you're prepared for anything. And remember, you can find a person's emergency info on the lock screen if they need help, and now someone else can see yours too. Hey, tell three friends about the show, and you can find me at commando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.